Welcome into the film room, and today it's about the running backs. Now, at the beginning of the season, everybody expected Toby Gerhart to be the workhorse, the free agent signed from the Minnesota Vikings, but Toby in the first game at Philadelphia hurt his foot, wasn't the same. And then Denard Robinson, or D-Rob, emerged and had a solid season and got better in many areas. Exciting to watch his progress before he got hurt. Let's watch him. He made a really nice transition from an offensive weapon to a running back, and I like the way he hits the holes with speed and the vision. A lot of running backs in this case right here would have continued to go to the outside, but he reads the second level block of Luke Bowanko and cuts back to the inside and ends up taking it to the house for 32 yards. Nice job by D-Rob, clearly getting better. Another play in London against the Dallas Cowboys. You remember year one, or at least I do, when Denard Robinson couldn't catch a cold. And I'm talking about the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And I remember saying, if you're going to be an offensive weapon, you got to catch. He got better at it in this category, and here he shows his hands and also awareness of where the first down stripe is at. But one area that needs to get better, and it will because Denard is one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen, is pass protection. If you're going to play running back, you've got to be able to help protect the quarterback. And against this Giants linebacker, he gets overpowered. An area he needs to focus in on in the offseason, and he will because that's the way Denard Robinson is. And after D-Rob got hurt, it created another opportunity for Toby Gerhart. And Toby's probably not a perfect fit with the Jaguars zone scheme. He's more of a north and south runner. But Toby showed some flashes, and clearly Toby's got a role for this football team going forward. Now, this is a zone play, but it's an inside zone play. And it allows Toby to keep his shoulder pad square, pad level down, and this is a third and eight now. And when you can hand the ball off on third and eight and have your running back finish this play like an Earl Campbell, that's positive. I love this play by Toby. And here's a second and nine. And you can see when Toby's shoulders are square and his pad level is down and he's decisive, he's an effective runner and he carries people to the first down as he did on this play on a second and nine, moving the chains. Now, Jordan Todman may not have had as many carries as Toby or D-Rob, but he certainly made the most of them as he did with this 62-yard run against the Tennessee Titans. Running backs, he led them. 5.8 yards a carry and speed kills, and Jordan Todman has some serious speed. But maybe Marquise Lee has better.